Shalom, this is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting Israel. As you know, Britain is an organization that studies where the Lost Ten Tribes are today. We have proven that the Lost Ten Tribes are today to be found amongst Western peoples. On the whole, amongst these Western nations are to be found descendants of the Lost Ten Tribes of Israel. That is what our organization, BritAm, works to prove and to establish and to research, and we work also to spread knowledge of this research and to take steps leading to the ultimate reunification between Judah, the present-day Jews, and Joseph, meaning the Lost Ten Tribes. In biblical terminology, Joseph represents the Lost Tribes of Israel. Joseph was the son who was lost and found by his brothers. These principles of ours are the three R's of BritAm: research, recognition, and reconciliation. Researching where the Lost Ten Tribes are, recognition, bringing this knowledge to the recognition, to the awareness of the public as much as possible, especially those who are concerned or involved, of whom we are researching, the target, so to speak, the target nations, those who are descended from Lost Tribes of Israel. We want them to know about it, to know who they are. Also taking steps leading to the ultimate reunification between Judah and Joseph. At the present, we do not expect this reunification to take place immediately, and also the Bible says it will take place only in the Messianic age, after much more things have happened than have happened at present, but we can at least prepare the way, prepare the hearts and the attitudes, so to speak. At present, our subject concerns the Psalms. We are continuing our study of the Psalms. We are in Psalm 119, and we begin with 119:161, and this Psalm is divided. The whole of Psalm 119 is divided, as we have said several times. It's divided into 22 sections. Each section has 8 letters. Therefore, we have a total of 176 letters. 8 times 22 gives us 176. We are already up to the second last section. And in this section of 8 letters, In Hebrew, in the Hebrew original, in the text from which we have learned this psalm, the first letter of each verse begins with the letter Shin. Shin is pronounced as Shin, with like an SH sound in English. It may also be rendered as Sin. And to we find, for instance, the word Shibboleth, in the book of Judges, the word Shibboleth was pronounced like that, as Shibboleth by all of Israel, but the Ephraimites pronounced it as Shibboleth. And we do find in archaeological findings of inscriptions from the north and also from different areas of the Assyrian Empire and so on, that there were peoples or there were areas with the sound, the Shin sound, in some regions it was switched over and became pronounced as an S. It begins telling us in verse 119:161, princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. The English word translated as princes is Sarim. Sarim. That's a plural of the English word Tsar. Tsar, prince, mighty person. Also someone who strives for dominion. Sati Melahim Adam. Israel was called Yisrael, from the same root or from a related root, because he strived for dominion with God. So here too we have this word prince connotes dominion, and it is probably the source going back, the ultimate source of the English word sir or sire, also comes from the same root tsar. And The meaning in this verse is princes have persecuted me without cause means not only someone who is a prince, who is a member of the aristocracy, the son of a king or whatsoever, or a local governor, someone who is politically very important. It also means someone who is accomplished, someone who has dominion, someone who has influence, someone who is powerful. And a common phenomenon encountered by those who strive to keep the Bible, by those who believe in the Bible, by those who promote biblical values, is that they are persecuted. Not always, but quite frequently. They are persecuted insofar as other people try and put them down, and especially important people. People who have influence, people who are intellectually accomplished or hold positions of power, of responsibility. It often happens that they try and put down those Bible believers, or they try and do them wrong, or they try and oppress them, and try and belittle them, and go after them, and try and hurt them. And this is a common phenomenon, a known phenomenon, that evil people in powerful positions often chase after and persecute good people. So the psalm is saying that without causes I have been persecuted by powerful people. Nevertheless, my heart stands in awe of thy word. Nevertheless, I'm afraid of God. I'm afraid not only of God, I'm afraid of the very word of God. I'm afraid of going against the very word that God speaks. And that is where my fear lies. That is what I'm afraid of. I'm not afraid of these important people. I'm not afraid of these powerful people. I'm not afraid of these bullies. I'm afraid of the word of God. That's what the psalm says. And he continues, 119, 162. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. And the rejoice sas, that is the root for rejoice in English. And we often, when we find a new understanding of the Bible, a new understanding of biblical truth, or an enhancement, an improvement, something deeper into the and a deeper appreciation of understanding than we already had. This is like finding gold. It's like finding a hidden treasure. It's even better. It's something that adds to us, gives to us, fulfills us. That is the attitude we have, and that is what the attitude expressed by this psalm. Rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil, as someone who finds something really worth having. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love, says it says in Psalms 119:163. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. You should hate falsehood, hate lies. Do not believe in them, do not speak them. Try and avoid them, and sometimes through all kinds of circumstances, I don't know what, don't want to go into details now, it happens that people have to say little white lies to save their lives, to save themselves from extreme embarrassment. I don't know, a person has to use his common sense, but in principle, as much as possible, try all the time to tell the truth, and don't lie. It's not that a problem, it's not those really exceptional circumstances when we have to say something that wasn't so. No, that isn't our problem. Our problem is avoiding telling little white lies or giving misleading impressions or lying when we don't have to do it. That's what we have to get rid of. That's what we have to start with. That is the hard part. And so that is what we should hate, abhor, keep away from. Do not lie. Do not countenance falsehood. Do not repeat it when you hear it from others. Do not believe it. When you know something is not true, do not hold by it. Look for the truth. But thy law do I love. That's what he says. He hates and abhors lying, but he loves the law of God. Because when someone avoids falsehood, avoids something which is false, his soul, his inner being automatically will appreciate even more the truth that is in the Torah, that is in the Bible. He goes on, seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. The Hebrew word for seven is sheva. And this could be pronounced as shevan, or even in the north as sevan, which is almost the same, and in fact identical with seven. That's where our English word seven comes from this Hebrew word. And he praises God seven times a day because of the righteous judgments of the Almighty. And also in 119:165, he says, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall offend them. The word's translation is nothing shall offend them. And the more mikshal, there's no stumbling block set before them. In other words, they who love God will have a peace, an inner peace, a contentment, a fulfillment. Word shalom also means fulfillment, completion. And nothing shall offend them. They shall not have stumbling blocks put before them. No impediments shall they encounter. In other words, you do what God wants you to do, and God will straighten the path before you. He will help you. It happens that those who begin to go in the right way, who begin to undertake some good path, suddenly everything starts going wrong for them. But this happens, and this is also has a reason for it. And most of us at some time or other have encountered this, or some several times over, but doesn't matter. This is just usually temporarily. It's there to test us, and there's a reason for it. We just have to keep going and look for our opportunity to do the right thing and keep on doing the right thing as much as we can. And the Almighty will help us and will smooth the way before us, and things will go straight for us. And when things are going good for us, when you're on a good thing, don't stop. Don't get off. That's another. Don't think you can have too much of a good thing, because you can't. You can just keep on getting better and better and better, and that's what we should all strive to do. And once we get on a good path, something that is going well for us, and we are getting closer to the Almighty and understanding the Bible, just keep on doing that. But if it happens that we do fall down, get up and keep going. He continues under 119:166, Lord, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. I have hoped in Hebrew Sebati, from the root Saber or Sober. And this actually means more. I thought, I considered, I thought about your salvation, and I've done your commandments. And this word Sober, to think, to consider, is possibly the root of our English word sober. Someone who is sober, he looks and he acts in a way of a thinking person. From the Hebrew root, sober, to think, consider. 119 and 167, my soul have kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. The more we do, the more good we do, the more we keep the commandments, the more we appreciate them. And the more their truth becomes entrenched, internalized by us. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. We should have the Almighty before us always. We should do as much as we can to keep his truth, to keep the truth, to do his will. And this will enable us to keep the commandments. May God help all of us. May we all be blessed, and may all be a blessing to others and to ourselves. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Britain Broadcasting, Israel. Thank you.